I believe somewhere in Tennessee, I think. But I don't know where.
Do you know if they were slaves or?
They were.
There were slaves in East Tennessee then, actually.
Yes.
But you don't. That you're not sure where, how they got into Tennessee.
No, I don't know where.
Now, I'd like you to tell me first now a little bit about the Negro community in Knoxville, because I'm sure that things have changed dramatically in terms of number and so forth during your lifetime.
Yes. Well, when I was a kid, the black population was just 11,000.
Uh-huh.
We just had 11,000 black people here at that time.
How many now?
Oh, I'd say 20, possibly more, maybe. Well, I think I'd be safe in saying 22,000.
Okay. But actually, the black population then has diminished, because certainly the white population has more than doubled in the last 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, how many people would you guess were in Knoxville when you were a child?
I just wouldn't know.
Was this the black community around the college?
Yes, it was.
Was this one of the oldest black communities in Knoxville?
Yes. But there were quite a few white people further, I guess about a quarter of a mile. But this direction,
uh-huh,
there were quite a few white people. But through here, this has always been black community.
Knoxville really wasn't very industrialized, was it?
No.
So what were all these people doing? What kind of work did they do?
Well, quite a few of them worked in white homes. They were employed by the people. Some of the men were chauffeurs, and back before those days, they drove carriages and that sort of thing. And women worked as maids and nurses and that sort of thing.
Now, you've always lived in the city, you've had no experience living in the country.
No.
Although a lot of the questions I'm going to ask you are about, there are a lot of things with farm items that I'm going to mention, but you can treat those any way that, if you happen to remember. And now, was your grandfather a farmer?
He was.
Uh-huh.
He was a farmer.
Okay. Now, did you, were these